In the opening pages of How Not to Drown in a Glass of Water, narrator Kara Romero tells an employee from the city workforce program, "I see you're taking notes, so many notes. It's true, you can write a book about me, because what I've lived has 100 chapters." There aren't 100 chapters in this novel, but what Angie Cruz accomplishes with her richly detailed, sharply told story has a weight much greater than its 200-odd pages. How Not to Drown in a Glass of Water is the story of Kara, a Dominican woman in her mid-50s who was caught in the Great Recession of 2009. Unemployed for 2 years and living in Washington Heights, she signs up for a senior workforce program where she meets with a job counselor to try to find work that matches her experience and interests. Over a dozen sessions with the counselor, who is a younger Dominican woman, Kara narrates the story of her life, her difficult childhood, her tumultuous love affairs, her complicated relationships with her sister Angela and neighbor Lulu, and her struggles with parenting, debt, loss, and grief. Kara is a character for the ages, a wise, sassy, resilient woman who experiences heartbreak but doesn't let it crush her soul or her sense of humor. Her sessions with the job counselor are interspersed with documents like past due rent notices, job application paperwork, and a prospective employee questionnaire that asks, "What attracted you to this interview opportunity?" Kara answers, "I want work. Thank you." Cruz's latest novel is an intimate portrait of a woman who has lost almost everything, but embraces the chance to tell her story. It's a story and a character you won't soon forget. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.